Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckers. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, man. Hey, it's Sunday, fun day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We gonna go ahead and let me just bring the dynasty in online, man. We going in full throttle, baby. We got the thing for y'all today. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. What's up, my girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Store 412, what's the word?
What up?
Hey.
What's good with everybody? Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, mm-hmm. Niecy.
I know, right? Happy Mommy's Day.
Thank you.
Y'all didn't do nothing?
They get you any presents?
No?
A cactus or a flower.
You said you
were. I'm here eating some ice cream.
Shut up, STL.
I didn't even say nothing. I didn't even say nothing, man. That's crazy. Anyway.
All right.
So y'all feel good, though? Y'all doing good?
Honey bun. Yeah.
We good.
I'm
good.
Today.
Wait, hold up. Did she say she got a honey bun?
Honey bun for a honey dip.
What you say about a honey bun? Okay, Miss Braggs.
I'm still crazy about how many you didn't.
I drank it two times today.
But you eat honey buns though. What you doing? See, look, you over there choking and shit. What you say, Rap Star?
I was like, yo, I'm still tripping over how I met DMX last week, yo. It's crazy.
I saw that, man.
Oh,
what was you at? Big ups on that.
I thought he was in jail. Still in jail.
Nah, he got released the beginning of the year, actually. Because I remember I made a couple posts about him getting out and everything. I was hyped and shit. And I ain't know nothing about it. He was right in my city. I ain't know nothing about it. I was at work, and all of a sudden, one of my homies, shout out to True Liv, he came to me and was like, hey, yo, X is in the building. I need you to slide through. And I was like, I'm going to see what I can do. I was like, I need to get out. X is one of my influences, so I need to get out.
He's amazing, man.
So I went to the hood. Yeah, man, he's I only spoke to him briefly. It was funny, though, because he speak the way he talk is funny, because I be doing impersonations of him all the time. You know, I'm in the beginning of the club, the front of the club, waiting for my boy, and all of a sudden, there's like 20, you know, motorcycles with Rough Rider gangs, they just, getting cracking. All of a sudden, this black Suburban came up. Bunch of Rough Rider niggas came out. DMX came. There was like a bike that was between us. You know, I was wearing blue and white. The bike was blue and white. I saw, like, Ayo X, big fan, this, that, and the third. He's like, word up. He's like, hey, is this your bike? I was like, nah. He was like, oh, I thought that was your bike because, the bike's matching. The bike's blue and white, and you wearing blue and white. I thought you was matching, I was like, hey. I was like, this shit was crazy. And then we went.
Okay, Did you slide him? Did you slide him the CD? Did you slide him the CD?
I couldn't do it because there was so many. The reason why was there was so many niggas that was already doing it. I didn't want to be that other nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I didn't
want to
feel
dog.
Like I was just. We was only there for a brief minute because before I even came. There was video circulating of other niggas hollering at him and everything like that, trying to get a demo, this, that, and the third, and they, and security and everybody wasn't really with it. So,
do your impersonation of him. You should walk up to him like, this is the dog. Like, you know what I'm talking about. You should have just bust that out.
Yeah. It was crazy, but we was in VIP with them, but it was so packed and so crazy. Like I said, security wasn't really trying to let us do anything all like that. Like, it was hard for me to even get a picture with them. And it was like, after when I got a picture, security was like, that's it, no more pictures. I kind of felt bad because I was in the VIP section so comfortable. A girl who was on the other side of the rope was like, can you get me take a picture with them next?
No,
I thought I was part of the entourage, baby. I was like, what? I don't got that kind of pull, babe, but it was just crazy, There was one of my homeboys' girl was smoking weed, and they shut that shit down. I was like, yo, X is on paper. You can't have none of that on, around them. So
it was crazy.
All of a sudden,
that's good that they're looking out. That's good.
That's what's up.
I was like, okay.
People don't
right. I was like, I was like, word.
Did you tag him in the damn picture?
I did. I tagged him on Facebook and I tagged him on Twitter.
That's
what's up.
And so,
is anybody else having issues with Twitter or is it just me? I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. let's get into these dollhouse announcements real, real quick, and we're going to slide into that where they do that at. So real quick, let's get these announcements, and then we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you hear we're All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-1038. If you hear something you want to say something, hit the one. We got you. Hey, Rap Star 412. What's the word?
Yeah, yo. Ew, I'm gonna call this little story right here. I'm gonna call it financial aid. It's very, very, very fitting. It's crazy though. But check this out. A teacher. She teaches second grade from the Glen Park Elementary in San Francisco, California. This woman, she wants to be anonymous, so we don't know her name, but you know, she's going through some shit right now. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Very, 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 very serious. Because she's diagnosed with breast cancer, you know, the school is that she works with is really making it hard for her to actually collect some revenue. Like, it's crazy. Like, in the state laws, it's required for a teacher who's going through medical leave or a leave of absence due to, like, medical illness or anything like that, they're required to cover her substitute's wages. I didn't know that. That's crazy. The parents that the teacher has taught, they like the teacher. They really, really like her. They say she's an incredible teacher. She's real intensive with the kids. You know, she's just an all-around good teacher. You don't really hear that today. You know, somebody speaking very, very highly of teachers because they either are kicking kids' ass or fucking them. But
okay.
It's refreshing to hear somebody, you know, speaking very highly of a teacher. The school district had put out something that says, you know, teachers are allowed 10 sick days per year. After that, they get an additional 100 days of regular salary minus the cost of the substitute, which that can range between $174.66 to $240.26 per day. So it can range between any of those per day that she needs to hire a substitute. If more time is needed, it's called a catastrophic sick time bank. It's a collection where other teachers in the school, they put, you know, separate money aside to take care of a teacher who is on leave. So it's like a little bank that they have, a little collection for the teacher. That could pay up to like 85 days worth of a teacher being absent. It also deducts the pay of the substitute, even if the substitute is hired or not. So if the teacher is out off a leave and it's very serious to where she has to be out for a long period of time, they give her regular salary for 100 days. But within that, she has to pay for a substitute teacher. With that, each day, it goes each day, not a salary or anything, but it goes to, like I said, $174.66 per day. The maximum is $240.26 per day. So teachers and other teachers, supporters, and parents have donated up to $13,000 on the behalf of the teacher who is sick right now for her substitute teacher. So
she has to cover her own. She has to cover her own substitute teacher?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's
correct.
Crazy as fuck. Do they tell you that going in when you're teaching? Do they tell you that going in that you have to cover your? That's deep as hell. You got to cover your own substitute. I thought that came out of state subsidies.
Right, and I'm pretty sure it's in the whatever the legal contract is when you go and you apply for. It's only in this state. It's not
teachers
everywhere.
Teachers already don't make
it's only,
shit.
Right. You're right. And the fact that you're asking somebody from who has medical leave to pay for a substitute teacher, that shouldn't be on them. That should be on the school district to cover that teachers. Now,
I mean, she was out with breast cancer. What the fuck she supposed to do? It's not like she just took a long vacation.
Right. You're right.
That's some crazy shit. That's crazy.
Like I said, it's to the point where even the teachers, they have like a separate little account, a separate little collection for this. It's kind of like my job. My job has what you call the Homer Fund, where each pay is optional, though. For each K, you donate a percentage to the Homer Fund that goes to an employee in need. Like, let's say an employee, their house burned down. So you take the collection that you have so far to help, you know, with the house and the stuff to get back in the house. They have something like that. But that only covers only a certain amount of days, you know. So the fact that you have to
me.
Like, it's crazy. I never heard that before.
Niecy, did you know that teachers had to pay their own fucking substitutes? I would never teach because I can't put up with nobody else's kids.
Well, I did all that, but I'm saying I never knew anything like that. But you know, mine was private business, so but I still had to teach. But as far as in a public school, I never heard of anything like that. Maybe that's just that area, that district. You know what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
the state.
Right.
That's not all. That's not everywhere. I mean, definitely not in New York State. When you fucked up and you can't go to work, they're gonna get somebody there to fill your spot, and they pay for it. The state, you know, I mean, the city pays for that. The board,
right?
For whatever,
okay.
You know, that. But from maybe it's just them. Maybe it's some kind of small school district or something. I don't know. But I never heard of it because if you're sick, like, what is that? So if you die, God forbid, but so if I was a teacher and I'm confused, if I was a teacher and I died, what's going to happen? Just ain't going to be nobody to teach? Because I ain't need no money to put nobody to teach? Like, I'm confused. You know,
right.
That means
they're teaching their damn self.
And that's kind of weird.
Yeah, the kids
that's
just fucked up. Whole babies.
And it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird because, I understand they have, like, each teacher that they hire is, you know, they have their own expertise in, you know, different subjects and everything like that. But I always remember that when we had a substitute teacher, it was other teachers securing that spot. Now, I don't understand, you know, maybe for a long period of time they might have to get somebody to fill that spot. But normally, generally, 9 times out of 10, if a teacher was out of teaching. Like, I had a teacher who I was in, like, what, 7th grade? My civics teacher was actually an active member or active soldier in the Iraq War. He was overseas. And he didn't come back for about 2 weeks. And they had somebody else who was already a teacher in the school to teach the class for 2 weeks until he came back. Now, that would probably save money. I don't understand why would you need to actually go and pay for somebody per day for a sick day when you can hire somebody from the staff that you already have to go cover that class, you know,
right.
For a certain amount of time. Like, I don't understand why would you have to go to that extreme to do so. I understand it's a long term, like, the person, she's out. She's going to be out for maybe the rest of the year. Maybe, depending on, you know, what's going on with her medically. But at the same time, they could get somebody.
A type of limitation, like something that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she's going to be out for a day or two. Like, she got a little stomach bug. You know what I'm saying? She's fighting breast cancer. She's going to have days where she can't do shit, or she might be out for a ridiculous amount of time. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I don't understand why there isn't something allotted to the side for, you know, that's like a, you know, like emergency, other than, like, if it's more than, let's say, 48 hours, are you going to be out more than 48? You're going to be out for, that will fall under FMLA and stuff, right? And I know the FMLA is not paying for the teacher for a substitute. This is blowing my mind because I've never heard of anything like that. She has to pay for her own substitute teacher out of her salary, and teachers already don't make shit. Who authorized this shit? Who put this together? That is insane. I don't, that's crazy. I don't know what to say about that shit. Because I don't know what to say.
I feel sorry for the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know I couldn't do it because I can't watch other people's kids. I can't do that. These kids will cock up on you. Even down to the little ones, they got it bad too. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's crazy. I pray for that lady. I hope she get better. She's fighting breast cancer and she has to pay her substitute. That is crazy. I don't even know what to say about that. But anyway, have a drop of prayer about that. But anyway, we're going to keep it pushing, man. We're going to take a quick smoke break, and it's got to be 420 somewhere, so smoke them if you got them. I hope this is labeled right. It's supposed to be Lil Wayne uproar. We gonna see what it do, so let's get into it.
Y'all know his name? Hey, yo, Mac, ladies and gentlemen, C5.
Oh.
Wing time.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Wow.
You a roughneck. I'm a cutthroat.
Oh.
You a tough guy. That's enough joke.
Damn.
Then the sun die. The night is young though.
Damn.
The diamond still shine. In a rough hole. What the fuck though?
Yeah.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go?
Oh.
It's a shit show. Put you front row.
Damn.
Talking shit, bro. Let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside. What the fuck for?
Oh.
I sleep with the gun. And she don't snow. What the fuck, yo?
Oh.
Where the love go?
Oh.
Trade the ski mask. Put a muzzle. It's a bloodbath. Where the suns go? It's a Swiss B. That'll drugs go. If she iffy, that'll drugs go. If she simply double cup toast.
Hey.
I got a duffo. Full of hundos.
Hey.
That'll love go. Where's the uproar? What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the fuck though.
Oh.
I don't bluff, bro.
Oh.
I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though.
Damn.
Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke.
That's
at your front door with a gun store.
Woo.
Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go.
Eugene.
Just a jungle. So have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nuts, so what the fuck, bro?
Oh.
Where I'm from, bro?
Oh.
We grow up fast.
Whoa.
We roll up slow.
Oh.
We throw up gang signs. She throw up dope. Dread like hand time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a cornrow. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listen, it's a Bono. You listen to Dono. What the fuck, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef. I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro. That the studs go. I see the shovel. But where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unborns. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the love, bro? What the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck, though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck, though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck, though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Yeah, if you're just not tuning in, that was Lil Wayne uproar on live with All Talk No Filter at Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something you want to say something, hit the one. Welcome back, Weezy, because I got tired of him talking about pussy all the time. They got on my nerves. I stopped listening to him for a long time. So I'm glad he's back. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We going to keep it pushing to the hot seat. Okay. And I want all of us to get our two cents in on this. I want to go to the man on the line first. If you haven't been under a rock, with recently Ayesha Curry, wife to the $40 million kid Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors champions, all that. Okay, they've been married since 2011. Recently, Ayesha Curry went on Red Table Talk. Now, granted, Steph was there too, so he's in the room and. She tells Jada Pinkett Smith, and they do the allegedly the whole open relationship thing. You know they do what they do. So she tells Jada Pinkett Smith that within the past 10 years, she has felt like And she's like, I know this probably sounds messed up. I don't know what fucking made her say it. But she said that she feels bad that in the over the past 10 years, she has not been able to attract other men's attention, and women are all over Steph, just throwing themselves at him and this, this, and that. But I want to know, what I know it's not a thing where she doesn't feel like the whole I don't feel sexy thing, because this dude is super wholesome. I just don't, I would pay all the money I have in my possession if this dude is like a cheater. I just don't get that from him. I think he has blinders on. I think all he sees is family. He's a God-fearing man worth $40 million. I know he's away a lot. He's on the road a lot, but he keeps her pregnant. They're on their, what, third kid, and the third kid is maybe just now coming up on a year. But everybody, the whole social media, everybody went ham on her. Like, how could you say that? You're tearing him down. How can you be married to a good dude and you're fawning over other men? So, Rapstar 412, if you want to interview or whatever, or wifey is doing the interview, whatever, and then all of a sudden she say for the past such and such year, 10 years a long motherfucking time, she says, I have pined and wondered why I don't get other men don't trip off of me. $40 million kid, what you going to say to wifey? What's the deal? Break this down. Tell the ladies, what was she going through? What happened, dog? What happened?
Well, I understand what she's saying, but the thing that I had a problem with that was when, before she said that she has a problem when Curry gets attention. Okay. Now, we all know, we're all human, you know, when we go out, even if we're, you know, with our significant other and we are in a relationship, you can't help but people being attracted to people and everything like that. So it's going to happen. But for her to say that she feels some type of way because girls are after her, and I mean girls are after him, but not any man's trying to holler at her, it's kind of like it's a little selfish. And I talked to a couple of females like this, and I had to break it down to them. I said it's different because it's different for a man and a woman. Okay, I said you got Curry out here, you know, basketball player. I said, when women holler at him, it's not really so much him, because there's a guy that I know who looked just like Curry. I mean, just like Curry. And ain't nobody hollering at him like that. I said, it's not really the man. It's what he stands for and what he has. When most women are hollering at him and everything like that, they're not really trying to, they're not really saying, oh, he's a good husband, he's a good this. They just see the dollar signs. Let him go in outside that marriage and knock somebody up. They set for life. When a man holler at a woman, it's about sex. It's about, you know, she look good, I want to get it in. It's different because you got men who just basically going off of feelings, just going off of lust, just going after. They're just happy if they just hit. They might not want to hit you up after that. They just for the satisfaction of me having you for one night, or me, you know, talking to you is good enough for me. Well, the women who's after Curry is only one for one thing, and it's not sex, it's the money. So that's how it is. And for her to say that, well, I don't feel comfortable, you know, women all on my man, well, you know what type of person he is. He's a basketball player. He's one of the best basketball players of this era right now. So, of course, you're going to get it. But don't throw shade and say, well, he's getting attention, I should get attention, because you shouldn't be even on that mentality. There's a lot of women that I know. I was just talking to one of my coworkers yesterday, and she said that there's a guy that she's pursuing. He's not really interested in her. He only be bothered when he wants to be bothered. But yet she have a man who literally calls her every day talking about how much she cares for her lover and everything like that. And she feels the same way that the guy that she's pursuing, she feels like to the guy that's pursuing her. So she don't want the man that wants her and wants to treat her something special. She wants the man who's not really paying no attention to her. It's a mental thing. I don't know why, but it's just different. So a lot of it has a lot to do with self-esteem. Like Cat Williams says, selfie your motherfucking self. A lot of these females that I've seen that talked about this situation, oh, it's her, you know, for her self-esteem and her to do this and her to do that. What's the difference between a man that you wake up to every morning that you got kids with telling that you're beautiful, and then you go out to the corner store and you see a random-ass guy telling you you're beautiful just because you want to feel like you still got it? What you mean just because you still got it? You got a husband that's there for his kids. You got a husband that's the breadwinner. You got a husband that's actually doing what he's supposed to do as a man, as a father, as a husband, and you want to know if you still got it where a guy is looking at you. That shouldn't even be on your mind. A real woman could be around a whole bunch of men, and she could be fine. And while the whole men that's around her be looking at her, be like, how she's so fine, she's looking at her watch saying, I wonder what I'm cooking for dinner tonight for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't even be on her mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's crazy. You know, I dealt with this, you know, literally just today. Me and wife, we're going to the store and everything like that to get something for my stepmom for Mother's Day and everything like that. And we drove past her job. And I go, and there was a guy who came out, and she was like, that guy over there, he asked me out. Now, why would you want to tell me that? Now, if I would have told you, yeah, there was a girl at my job who gave me her number because I gave her 40% off of a toilet, and she felt so grateful because I gave her 40% off of a toilet. She gave me her number. I'm in the wrong. You can't have it both ways, man. Fuck that shit. Nah, man.
Hey, wait, bro. It was the way you said that shit. You were so adamant. You were, what the fuck you gonna go with?
Why would you want to tell me that? Why would you want to tell me that?
I'm just saying.
No, his whole demeanor changed. Everything changed. I could see him looking at her like, what the fuck? Bitch, is you stupid?
Yeah, like, now
hey,
that happens.
The emoji with the eyebrow and go up kind of high, like, what the fuck you talking about? I don't know why I had this picture in my mind, dude.
You're crazy. Totally changed, didn't he?
Some women do that, just like that. Like the other day, I'm at Walmart, and there's this woman who works at Walmart. She mostly all the time when me and wifey go to Walmart, it's at night when I get off of work. So there's this particular cashier who her night is a night shift. Every time we go to Walmart, she's there. I'm in the next aisle. I happen to look over. It's the clerk. It's the cashier. She nods over. I nod back. I keep it moving. She look at me, how do you know her? Nigga, because we go to Walmart at 12 o'clock at night, and that's her shift. I don't know how to find anywhere else. This is the type of double standard that I'm talking about. There's certain women who have double standards. They want shit because it makes them feel good, but let their niggas experience that same shit, and it's a fucking problem. They want to bring it up and everything like that. Like I said, nah, there's nothing wrong with you going outside and seeing people that feels attracted to you. That's all well and good, but don't try to shit on my nigga Curry and be like, nah, I get jealous when females holler at him. I want some niggas to holler at me. You can't have it like that, ma. Especially if this man is doing everything in his power to be a good man to you and be a good provider. You can't, even if that's how you think, don't say it. Don't say it on TV, man.
A lot of people have
sold
the
utmost
respect for him.
Did you see the interview, right?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything.
Was she wrong for saying that she yearns for attention from other men? Or even tripping off
you know
while
what?
Other men
listen,
don't give her attention
listen.
And she has everything?
My eyes is, you know, I'm a street person. So for me, I look at it like some of these females like to be dogged. Some bitches like to be, You know what I'm saying? They like that hood, that ghetto, that disrespectful shit. They like a motherfucker to talk to them like shit. So maybe that's that. That's the freak in her, and that's what she wants. You know what I'm saying? Because he don't do that. He might look. He sounds like he treats her extremely well, and maybe she's not happy with that. Maybe she want to be called a couple bitches here and there. Maybe she want to be. You know what I'm saying? Yo, bitch, get the fucking here. Make me something neat. You know what I'm saying? Yo, bitch, yo, ho, maybe some bitches, some chicks like that type of shit. And that type of shit is not what she's getting at home. And she's getting royal treatment at home, and she wants some of that hood treatment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Snatch her by the neck and
throw her on the bed. That just may be it. Listen, he probably sure he throw that motherfucker fine as fuck. What? I don't give a fuck. Yep, and I chase that money too. What, are you kidding? But I'm trying to stand on my head because I'm trying to get a baby, motherfucker. And I don't even want no more kids. But that one, shit, that'll be my love child. Is she kidding? I ain't had a love child yet. The fuck that I'll be standing on my head trying to make sure it get where it got to go. Fuck that. Put the condom in the garbage, you okay? I'm going to get that bitch as soon as you walk out.
I'm gonna drop the thing. Oh shit. Well,
I'm going to get it. Fuck that
okay,
shit.
Okay, but look though.
Look at where, what's
so,
the where the baster at? Wait, where the baster
said,
at? Who got it in what drawer? What's that thing called? You know. Shit,
it's
gonna get all that.
What?
Yes. What?
This motherfucker taking all
I'm
the
being
dropping.
His mouth, all of it. Every bit. Fuck around. So if you know you
they
got it going
on,
you got that kind of money.
Kids.
Shit. Was
like,
thinking about
right here, half full. Listen, here, half full. After I get done,
well,
it'd be full. Lucky number full.
Maybe.
And that's a lucky check.
I know he's very busy. So maybe with, you know, between
maybe she needs to get her some friends. She needs to get her
road.
Some friends. Then she got some
but
kids. She got some
she
kids.
Wants attention,
and get involved
though.
In
that's
community
what she said.
Stuff. Okay, get involved in some community stuff. Get some attention from the teachers. Get involved with helping out at the school, bitch. Get make yourself useful. You don't need no nanny. Start doing some things. If you just get busy, you know, and I understand she wants attention from him, so now he should know after this interview or whatever, he should know that he has to do something a little bit different. He has to sit back and sit her down and ask, what can we do? What can I do as your man, your husband, or whatever, baby daddy, whatever, what can we do as a couple for me to give you the attention that you need? What can we do? Bitch, so I got to throw you off the dresser or something and you jump on the dick or, and you know what I mean? Whatever. What can we do?
Do you feel like
that's
it's his fault that she's
like,
insecure about that?
She's
and
jealous.
To tell that on the air?
She's jealous. She's just jealous.
Mm-hmm.
She's jealous. That's what it narrows down to. She's jealous. And usually that's how that is. You know what I'm saying? On these, you know, that's She maybe she's tired of just having babies and she wants something for herself because it doesn't sound like she has anything going. I don't really know much about her, but does she have any type of businesses, anything?
She has her hands in a few pots, but she's not Steph Curry long.
Well, she ain't
she
doing
has,
nothing
she
big.
Has a
she's
few
just doing a little
of her
bit
own
stuff.
Endeavors. But, I mean, this is my thing. I think that
the motherfucker busy.
She just,
niggas will come at her.
Been,
I think people
they've been together
respect
since
him.
They were, hold up. They've been together since they were 15. Maybe the dick is just old
oh,
to her.
Oh, see. She bored.
They've been
bored.
Together since they were teenage sweethearts into adulthood. Now we've got kids
bored.
And careers.
And she want a
maybe
taste
she just
of something
wants
else.
Different dick.
That's what I said. She's bored and she wants something else. You know what I'm saying? And just laying up having baby, she's not happy. There's something missing. There's something that we don't know about that's going on. It ain't just about
mm-hmm.
being gone. There's something more to that that's not being said. But I bet you Jada, she probably could have got it all out. But shit, you know, maybe she need to swing with them. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. She need to get
Will
into some of their festivity.
Will might hit it. We don't know. I'm just saying.
This is what Steph,
this is for
my dude.
Entertainment only.
Look, entertainment purposes, baby, we do this. Take y'all sensitive motherfuckers, you can hang up now. But look, I'm not saying it, bruh. What you do is When you come in the house, leave the house one person, come back another fucking person. If you got to keep an extra set of clothes in the trunk, when you come back in the house, come in. When you left, you might have left in the suit because you got a bed to sleep. When you come back in, come in like a thug. Come in with a motherfucking blue or red bandana or whatever.
Yeah.
Get you some Tims. Tie you some Tims in the car. Kick the motherfucking door in. What the fuck you doing? Just run back there. You don't fuck up on it. Give us some grimy, dog.
Same way they tell us to do.
Throw her over the motherfucking balcony. Something. Hit it in the kitchen. Do it on the steps.
Yo, me and wife, we did a role play of the scene off of Belly. Shit was crazy.
Straight up. I bet you that was
like Cage. It was like Cage. It was like Cage. What the fuck up, man? It was crazy. I was like, you know, the scene off of Belly with DMX and Keisha, you know. I was in the shower.
When they got into it and he walked back through the house out the shower.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. You know, I was in the shower. I'm in the shower. I'm like,
that's what you should have did for him when you met him, dog.
I was in there. I was like, I don't know no Kiana, you know, and you know, shit got real.
Y'all look, do this shit. Role play. That shit is good for the spirit. It's good for the bedroom. I love to role play. I love doing shit like that. It keeps shit good. Like, just go out and pretend like you don't even fucking know each other and walk over to a motherfucker and just talk to him grimy. Like, hey, just let me get that. What's good? You ain't got to call me after today, but it's for play. But it's so much fun. You know what I'm saying? Just do that shit. Make your bedroom spicy. Because for her to go on something as big a platform as Red Table Talk and put that out there, I mean, do you think that's something that she just should have did behind closed doors? Do you think she even did it right by doing it on that platform?
No, that wasn't uncalled for.
It might have been uncalled for, but this is something that was pretty totally bothering her, and I think it just came out. Her emotions, she got caught up.
Niecy, check your mic, baby. Niecy.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, check your mic, baby.
Can you hear?
I couldn't hear none of that. Yeah.
Okay. I said that I think that she got caught up in her emotions. And, you know, sitting up there talking, that's shit that she probably been holding in, like, forever. And she just got caught up. You know, it was a moment where she could just release. I haven't even seen it, but now you're making me going to want to go check it. She just got caught up. Being a woman, and she finally could release it, even though he was there, and it might have just slipped. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what she was thinking and how she was feeling. And, you know, we get caught up just human beings, and I'm not just because she's a woman, because there's males that get caught up in their emotions, too. Let's not get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She just got caught up. It was like right before she said it, fuck it. She probably like, fuck it. A relief off of me. It's a relief. I said it. It's done. Then again, you know, Jada might have talked to her and told her, fuck it. Don't say nothing. Say it on. You know what I mean? Put it out there. You know what I mean? Because Jada and her mom and them might have convinced that girl, fuck it, you can't say it to him, but this is the place to say it. You know what I'm saying? Because they do tell you this is your place to lay it on the table and let it go.
Right.
You know, shit. She might have expressed it to Jada, you know what I mean? Or Jada mama, probably Jada, and she like, fuck it, I'm ready for it. I'm going all out. Because she probably not have been able to do that with him. You know what I'm saying? Some people, she's so scared to even actually say it. Like, you know what I'm saying? On one-on-one, some bitches need, or niggas, they need a backing. They need support. They need someone there to help them to out say what they got to say because they don't know how to say it to their significant other, whether it be a man or a woman. They don't know how to say it to them. So doing it like that, it probably wasn't the best idea, but shit, I bet you she feel better.
I mean, but it only, okay, would it only make her feel better if all of a sudden her DM got the popping? So when these motherfuckers step to you, be careful what you ask for, ladies, gentlemen, gentlemen, whoever. Be careful what you ask for. So now when the DMs start popping or when somebody else on the team say, I heard your interview, I heard your interview, you good? Don't get mad when motherfuckers say
to you. Respect him, though. I think people respect him. You know, a lot of niggas respect him and they just not coming at the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be surprised who want to fuck your piece on the same team.
Yeah, they might want to, but if obviously they're not in her inbox, or maybe they are and she's just saying that shit to get to him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they saying that just to get to, so she could get at him to make him feel some kind of way. We don't know what her logic was. You know what I'm saying? What her mind was telling her to do. You know, a better way to come at him to get him to pay more attention to her. Could be some shit like that. Instead of just saying, listen, you don't give me enough time. When you come home, you doing this, you doing that. But we don't have no one-on-one. And they've been together so long that's kind of normal. You know what I'm saying? Life takes a turn. When you've been with a motherfucker so long, it'd be like, well, shit, bitch, you know I'm here. Call me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Call him, let me know you're ready. She don't know how to do that. She been with him forever. She been with him so long, she don't know how to come at him and ask for time. But to probably start an argument. But that's not, you know what I'm saying? That make a motherfucker turn around and walk back out the door.
You didn't. Nobody got time for that shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope they get it together because he's fine as hell. And Steph, if y'all don't, baby, I'm right here waiting for you with your fine ass.
I just hope, you know, they have a good thing. From the outside looking in, evidently it's not perfect. I just hope it doesn't go. I hope that doesn't mess up things or blow up in her face that she did. All you see about them is good, bubbly things. You know what I'm saying? They're together, yada, 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 big happy family for all the kids and the money. And, you know, you don't think that there's anything wrong.
But
and then
you know
the first thing that you hear is she's not getting satisfied on a national platform. That's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be embarrassing, but people have real lives. And I think that fans and people in the world fail to understand that celebrities and people that is in front of the eye, that they're human. You're human, and things are not peaches and cream all the time. Just because the more money you get, the more problems you get. The more you gotta hold down. You know what I'm saying? It ain't as easy. You know what I mean? And you just one person, and you got so many things that you have to run and control and take part in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a national image. Like his name, he's big time. That's what I'm waiting for. So he's big time. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, you know, sometimes, you know, that they've been together forever. She know nothing else. Poor baby. She know nothing else. And she's bored.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be up to him to figure out and sit her down and not without being nasty and rude. I'm sure he was upset. I'm pretty sure he was. But at some point, when all that is said and done, in order to save their marriage, they have to come together and figure out what to do, whether it's getting some counseling or it's because she's not happy. The girl's not happy. You know what I mean? And he probably thought she was because he giving her this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? And she can go to the bank and go do whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, attention is needed too. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to make that girl go start tipping and start looking or pushing up on some shit or going to buy her some dick. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
You
or going
switch
to buy
it
her
up.
Some attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Brother, you
gotta
switch it up for a motherfucker.
You know.
Keep it saucy.
Yep.
Because
there's something
that's
more going on
them
that we don't know. People fail to realize that motherfuckers have real lives and they have real feelings. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got all this money, that does not take the place of a little bit of affection sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Some attention. Come in and just tell me to bend over and fuck me. But what about, you know, as a woman, we need more than just say bend over and fuck me. Because guess what? You getting satisfied. All I'm getting is pregnant. But I wasn't satisfied during the process. You know what I mean? I think I spoke about something like this before.
by my ex. You know what I'm saying? You, if you're not, if the other person, whether it be male or female, just because you're fucking doesn't mean that you're still satisfied, because sometimes it's emotional support, not just the physical, but it's an emotional, that mental. Not just busting a fucking nut. It's more to the relationship than just getting a nut and we live in the same house and we get up and eat breakfast together. It's still more to that. You know what I'm saying? You got it. I mean, people don't understand that, especially in a marriage or a long-term relationship. They've been together. That's all that girl know. That's sad. That's sad. You know, I hope and pray that for them that they get it together. And if they don't, I'm in line.
Okay. Lisa's waiting on you, Steph. I hope y'all make that happen, man. We gonna need to take no break, man. We're gonna slide into them honey dip thoughts, man. And I think we know the first part of what Nisi's thinking about, you know, the whole Steph Curry thing. So what else is on your mind?
Nothing other than him and his fine ass.
I don't know. I've just been, like, just working on myself and, like, I've been doing this for quite some time. I get sidetracked because I have so many other things going on. I just had another little bullshit-ass surgery. I think they fucked me up more again. It helped my leg, but it fucked up my back more. And in the process, phone ringing. I can't understand. I'm telling y'all, something real good is about to happen for your girl. Something real fucking good, just due to the fact all the exes is on my phone, in my inboxes, like in the DMs. What the fuck is going on? I mean, they reaching back some years. You know what I'm saying?
Where are they coming from? They coming out the woodwork like roaches. You better get some Raid, girl.
Yo, my ex, the one that came home a year ago, he back in jail on a violation. He called himself. He been trying to get to me through other people. He called himself last night, you know. And I feel like I feel a little relief, but I don't feel enough relief on saying what I really need to say, because I wanted to say it face to face. But they transferred him from the downtown holding center, you know, to the other spot. So I'm not going all the way out there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going that hard. You know what I mean? But I've been wanting to wait. I knew he was going back. I just didn't think it would be this soon. But he only going to be there for a couple more weeks anyway. You know what I'm saying? He'll be back out. But he going back. I already know that because I don't feel like he learned his lesson. But at the end of the day,
I don't.
I know him. I know him, and I don't feel like he did. I just feel like, because the type of person he is, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know. I don't feel like he learned, you know, saying sorry now. I think he's just saying sorry due to the fact that I'm raising hell right now, but I really want to be face-to-face. I mean, I went off so bad to the point I was in tears, and usually I cry because I was hurt. I cry when I'm so angry, you know what I mean? And, like, I can't put my hands on him. You know what I mean? I can't reach out. Like, this is something that I've been holding. And, like, I done said all. This is why I know that he just like, well, I ain't mean to hurt you. I ain't mean to do this. Nigga, damn near 10 years? Are you kidding? 10 years? Are you kidding? I held you down. Now it's, oh, I apologize. I love you. I still love you, bitch. I don't even want your kind of love. I don't want it. I don't never want to love a motherfucker with your kind of love. You know what I'm saying? So it's like an awakening, and, you know, me letting him know, you know, he's still on the same old bullshit. Like, I just don't feel that there'll be any change, you know? His sister, who I haven't spoke to, I never really spoke to her when, you know, she was locked up for many years, and now she out. She called me. You know, I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? No, I don't want him. You know what I'm saying? I'm good, you know? I don't know. I'm good being by myself. I'm kind of set in my ways, and I can't fuck with nobody who ain't on the same page as me. And that goes for, you know what I'm saying? I'm open to, if God sees that he wants me to be with someone, I'm open to it. Hopefully I'll see it and recognize when that time comes. But as of right now, I can't be with no broke man. And people can call me gold digger and all that. Yes, that's me. Capitalize it. You're motherfucking right. But at the end of the day, my point saying that is that I can't be with no one that I'm going to have an issue with because I'm trying to get some money, and he ain't trying to do shit but sit there and just look stupid. Like, I don't need a bum-ass motherfucker. And it is what it is. I'm real straightforward and honest about it. Dude, what's your bank account look like? Dude, what's your, you know what I'm saying, what's your credit history like? Because mine ain't all that damn good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to need you to have that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to have that nice bag. I'm going to need you to be able to help me get through some things. How about I'm going to need you to teach me some things? You know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker who, I don't want no dope boy. I've been there, did it, done it. I don't give a fuck. You motherfucker, you're 75 years old, still calling yourself the dope man. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to jail one day, and bitch, I ain't coming to see you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not doing all that. I'm not living that type of lifestyle anymore. I choose not to live like that. These are my choices. You know what I'm saying? I want a motherfucking executive type, someone educated. You know what I mean? That could teach me how to do things. Teach me how to invest in certain type of things. That's what I'm talking about. Motherfuckers keep coming at me, and I see all the inboxes. What the fuck is what you doing? Bitch, what the fuck you think I'm doing trying to get to the next dollar, motherfucker? What you should be doing? I'm tired of them inboxes like that. I see, all I see is WYD. You bum-ass motherfucker, WYD. You stupid motherfucker. How many times do I got to tell you that it won't get my attention? You will never get my attention like that. If anything, you'll get ignored. You know, how you doing? Bitch, what the fuck? I just put a post up saying I was sick. What the fuck do you mean how I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? How about, I mean, it's the dumbest shit. Give me a reason. Say something educated. Say something more. I'm tired. Those are the favorite fucking things, how you doing and what you doing. They don't even put the word what you doing. They put W-Y-D.
Right.
Okay, could you give me something to excite me? Make me want to click on your motherfucking inbox. You know what I'm saying? How about say something on a live thing that's not disrespectful, that's respectable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's going to make me click on when you go to the inbox, like you done said something and I see it. And I just happen to have a phone in my hand and I see it. And then I go to click on the shit. Say something that's going, you know what I'm saying? Excite me. Now, you have to be kidding me. Say something that's gonna fucking excite me and make me want to go look. I don't know. The games, like I just choose. If I go to your Facebook or your Instagram or your Twitter and I don't see nothing inspirational, I don't see nothing but about you smoking a blunt. And you got a fucking bottle of liquor. You got 200 bottles of fucking liquor. Every other picture. You hanging outside at the fucking corner. All your videos. I'm not interested. That does not get it for me. That does not turn me on. It does not excite me. Those are not the type of men that I'm interested in. First of all, you look like you stink. You know what I'm saying? You've been on that fucking corner. In every picture, you got the same fucking outfit on. I understand grinding niggas that grind, but that shows that dope boy. I'm not interested because you're going to be in jail in a couple months. I ain't doing no more jailbirds. You go to jail,
well,
you got
to
be for protecting my motherfucking ass. But what? Not going
to
happen ever again.
You to bail him out.
I've been there, did it, done it. No, I'm good. Nigga, I might need a motherfucker to bail me out. You ain't even going to have enough money from you and me both. The fuck?
Mm.
I mean, I could talk into blue in the face about shit like this, but I really am. The type of man that can get my attention is someone who is like, are you a truck driver? How about own your goddamn truck? Nigga, you can't even go. When you come into my city, I got to go meet you some motherfucker with. Fuck that. Own your shit. Be a boss. If you ain't a boss, you just leave. I have no space in my mind, body, or soul for somebody who's not a boss. I don't want nothing to do with a man like that. It's just my preferences. I'm at an age and a time right now that this is the type of shit. If I'm going to be bothered with you, that's what it's going to be. Other than that, you can just, you know, shower a bitch with some gifts and some money. But a real boss man, real nigga, going to know how to handle a woman like me. And when I say nigga, I mean black, white, green,
Gucci
orange,
belts, y'all. She want to see work boots.
What? I want to see someone
you ain't tripping off Gucci belts. You want to see work boots.
No.
No, because that's probably the heel, so I guess he didn't invest in this motherfucker that sold more crack than a little bit to get that damn belt. You ain't got no money for me. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to have enough to invest in me. You know what I'm saying? Enough to show me. You know, I mean, I want to learn from a motherfucker who is educated and who has built their brands. And being a crack man on a corner or being the weight man, you ain't no real brand. What the fuck you going to jail for? I don't want that in my life no more. I'm good. You know, so that's just, you know what I mean, where I'm at with that kind of shit. I don't want niggas like that. I'm not interested. You're going to have to come up with a better, you know what I'm saying, a better plan. So stay out my goddamn inbox with the what you're doing and I want to meet you and nigga, listen,
what about
trust
the
me.
What about the wave? They wave at you?
The whole? Oh,
the
my God, the poke.
The
no, the poking. The poking.
The poking.
What the fuck is the poking?
The
I don't
poke?
Still don't understand. The poke. What they be poking the shit out of me. I don't know what that means, but I be scared to go look. I've been using Facebook for years and don't know what a poke is. You know what I'm saying? But that none of that turns me on. None of that kind of stuff turns me on. So if you're trying to get my attention, you're going to have to get your checks up, to get your bank account up. You know what I'm saying? A bitch like nice things, like you, a motherfucker who want to take me more than McDonald's and Burger King. You know what I'm saying? I don't eat seafood, so no, we ain't going to the seafood spot. You know what I'm saying?
No,
what's up, motherfucker? You already know this. You know I'm fat.
No,
you already know this. Don't be surprised. No, we not doing the seafood, Red Lobster, anybody's lobster. If I got to smell that nonstop, like if they, I'll eat some steak, but I don't want you cracking them things and they flying over near me. Them, what you call them? I went out with somebody like that in Virginia.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
I went there for a week. I went to Virginia Beach for a week and a nigga was cracking them things and they was flying. I had to get up and move to a whole nother table. I had a whole fucking attitude the rest of the trip. I don't eat fish.
I'm with some garlic butter.
And don't reach over and try to touch me or kiss me after you got finished eating that shit. Go take a shower and brush them damn teeth. I don't want nothing to do with all that. I have stipulations. I got stipulations, and it is what it is. So if you can't follow them, then hey, peace, bye. I'm still going to stay by myself and still going to be happy.
Man, look, we out here, man. Tell them how to get at you, Niecy.
Y'all do, oh, shit, I'd be scared to say that, because every time I tell a motherfucker how to get at me, they come with that, what you doing?
Don't be laughing and shit, y'all. And what you doing? She ain't doing shit, getting to the bag. Damn.
Yo, sick and all. Bitch be sick as hell. I need the bag, 24/7. Because I have dreams and aspirations and things that I'm trying to do. So if they ain't trying to help a bitch get there, leave me the fuck alone. Just get your ticket in September 21st, for this event that I got, I'm planning. That's what you do. You want to see me, you see me there. Anyways, Niecy Honey Dip on everything, NEESE Honey Dip, everywhere, every piece of social media, that's me. I'm available for bookings anywhere in the world. You can contact my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com, and have that bag together, baby, because you're going to need that for me to show up for any type of booking.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
It's your boy Rap Star, man. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. I be wilding every once in a while, so don't be surprised about the shit that I be posting up. I'm just talking shit. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the resurrection of hip-hop. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstar412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rapstar412. It is what it is, man.
Oh, real quick,
hey,
let me say... Real quick, y'all gonna keep your eyes open. We'll be talking about it maybe the next show. I'm about to start my part in this new movie that we got going on coming out of my city. So,
okay, they can start that. Okay,
yeah.
I'm
so they already recording. They already recording. I'm just waiting for him to let me know when he ready for me to come in. Because, you know, I don't go. I'm in the little group, and I don't go when they are there. There's no reason for me to be there. Them niggas don't need to see me. We don't need to be – I don't need to take them off of their game is what I'm saying. I need them to pay attention to what they're doing because, you know, I ain't going to hardly have on half of no clothes anyway. So, you know, especially the part that I play, you know. So it's all good. I'm excited. But go ahead, Ma.
Y'all stay tuned, man. Niecy gonna keep y'all posted. We excited. I'm excited. Y'all excited. We excited, man. Lights, camera, action. We see y'all next week. Let's go out. Wrap you up. Stay lit. Let's go.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah. Stay lit. Leaning to the right side. Leaning to the left. Sipping on this, oh my God. There ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Hell no,
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
I'll talk my filter, Dollhouse Radio. We out.